everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy! Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference, so please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax. Hello, Galway Islanders. Ready to be calm on Galway Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blankets or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. So you will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon, in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out allowing the shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now your whole body is bathed in sunlight. As the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head, like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragon Castle. The sun shined brightly above when the dragon heard the hum of the train. After the adventure at the beach, the curious dragon felt eager to go back and learn how to make a sandcastle with the little blue bucket. Now, it was time to go. With wings open wide, the dragon flew up above the train track. The sparkling train had just zipped by. The dragon flew behind and followed it again to the beach, scanning the warm stretch of sand to see if anyone was there. The careful dragon landed. Squishy warm sand hugged the dragon's feet. The dragon walked slowly, looking for Benji the bucket. Noticing a bit of blue sticking out of the sand, the dragon hurried over and pulled Benji out. "Oh, good, you're back," the bucket said. "I can show you how to make a sandcastle." The dragon smiled wide and nodded. "Okay, you need sand, water, and me," the bucket said, smiling. "Carry me over to the water. We'll get that first." Again, the dragon nodded. and carried Benji down to the waves. The water rolled in and out, splashing and tickling the dragon's feet with seafoam. The dragon dipped the bucket into the water and filled Benji to the brim. He carried Benji to a cozy spot in the sun and poured the water onto the sand. "We might be a little close to the waves," the bucket said. "If we're too close to the water, the waves will ruin your castle." The dragon was curious to see what the waves could do, so the dragon smiled playfully and nodded. The bucket was confused since the dragon stayed put. So the dragon took a deep breath in and out. And fire gently rolled out, creating three pictures: waves, a plus sign, and a tower in the sand. The dragon smiled at the bucket again. "Oh, you want to see what will happen," the bucket said. The dragon nodded again. "Okay, let's build it here." "So, you use the wet sand to build. It will stick together. And if you fill me up with wet sand and tip me over really fast so I'm upside down, then slowly pick me up again, there will be a tower." So the dragon did what the bucket suggested and made a humble tower. While the dragon worked, the waves flowed closer and closer to the tower until they splashed right over it. As the water rolled back down the beach, the tower was now just a little lump of sand. The dragon smiled playfully, dipped the bucket in the waves, and moved further up the beach. As the dragon walked up the beach, the sun began to drop in the sky, changing from bright yellow to orange to red. Then little bluebirds began to pop out of the water and line up on the sand. The penguin parade waddled past the dragon and Benji. The curious dragon watched the penguins as one by one each little bluebird stood outside a little home. There was one penguin standing in an open spot. The dragon carried the bucket over to the little bird, crawling low to the ground. The dragon had never met blue penguins before and worried about scaring them. Slowly and gently, the dragon approached, keeping enough of a distance so that the penguin would feel safe. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. Fire gently rolled out of the dragon's mouth, forming a house and a question mark. The penguin said, "I don't know what happened. My house is gone." Benji felt surprised. He hadn't been able to hear the penguin speak before. Looking for the bucket to speak to the penguin, the dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. And fire gently rolled out of the dragon's mouth in the shape of a sand castle. Even though the little bucket was unsure he would be able to talk to the penguin, he tried and said, "Can we help make you a new home?" The penguin smiled, surprised that the little bucket could speak, and said, "I'd like that. I'm Paula." "Oh, I'm Benji." The little bucket smiled, wondering if their sudden ability to talk to each other had something to do with the dragon. "And this is Dragon. Okay, let's make you a sandcastle." The three worked on the sandcastle quickly. After the dragon lifted the bucket, Paula patted down the sides with her feet and wings, making it smooth. Benji and the dragon made three towers right next to each other. Then the dragon hollowed out the middle, creating an opening for Paula. a palm tree leaf drifted down, and the dragon set the leaf inside for the little blue penguin. The castle looked finished, so with eyes closed, the dragon took a deep dragon breath in and out. Wishing the penguin and Bucket to have happiness, wellness, and peace. The dragon knew these beautiful thoughts would protect the penguin in her new home. The penguin smiled and waddled inside, thanking the dragon and the Bucket. The dragon yawned. It was time to return to the cave. So the dragon waved goodbye and flew back to the enchanted forest. Slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the cozy cave. The dragon turned around on the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon was happy to play on the beach again. Thankful to have learned how to make a sandcastle, the dragon was very grateful to have helped Paula. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of grand sandcastles. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.